Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Now ain't it a shame? Oh, give it a beat, boys, free my soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm excited today because I have my guest, Lily, on today, and she is very cool. You're going to have to check out her website at www.lillianmedium.com. Lillian is very awesome. I have gotten to know her at fairs and different places, and her story really touched me because we both had experiences when we were younger, when we were little, and when we were going through stuff. And, you know, Lily talks about having abilities early on as a child, and she had anxiety and moodiness, and she was drained, and she's discovered that she's an empath and that she absorbs energy. Wow, Lily, you know, me too. And, you know, going through some things with being homeless and your boyfriend being hospitalized and seeing spirits and then running away and not knowing what to do. You know, boy, I was really reading this closely, and it just hit home with me because when I was little, I saw my grandma when I was younger. And, you know, it just really hits home sometimes when, you know, you need that thing that speaks to you. And, you know, I love how you've developed your abilities as a medium. I love how someone worked with you and suggested that you work with healing, that you're a light worker, and to use tarot cards and do your readings. And in your 30s, you know, you had some massive complications and you didn't know if you were going to make it, and people were, you know, by your side, and the energy and, you know, the work and the prayers and all that. And you said, if I recover, you know, I'll get better. I had an experience with Doreen Virtue, too. She told me that I was very gifted and that I was a light worker as well when I called into Hay House Radio, just like you did. I took a couple of her classes. So we have a whole lot in common here because, you know, you saw spirit when you were younger. I saw my grandmother. And, you know, Lily is just very awesome. She's got a lot of cool events coming up. You'll have to check her out and check her website out and everything. She's just got, Lily has such a big heart, and she really knows what she's doing, and she comes from the heart. Every time I've talked with her, she just, you know, tells it like it is. She just gives messages from her heart like I do, and I'm really excited to talk to her about our topic today and then take callers. So you can check her out there. We're going to also, you heard Bethany Caudill's new song, Love's a Beautiful Thing. That's out on radio stations. She's been played in the UK, the Netherlands, Arizona, Wisconsin, Kentucky, lots of places. You'll have to check out her website at Bethany, CAUDILL.com, and check out her music and stuff and see where she's performing in the Midwest. She's going to be going to Illinois and other places performing. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. I have a website with events as well. You can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com or check out my Facebook page. And it's awesome because Lily has a Facebook page too where she advertises her readings and stuff, and she's really good. So we're going to take questions second half of the show. You can text the question or call in at 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll take your call second half. But we're going to start with our topic first, and I'm going to go down here and see how Lily's doing because I'm so excited to have her on. Hi, Lily. How are you? Okay, let's see if we can get her up here. For some reason, that didn't work. We're going to try again here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll try again. Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hi, good. Can you hear me now?
Hey, girl. There you are. Yeah, we just had a little bit of technical difficulty there, but you're coming in really good now. How are you?
Good, good. Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being on. I'm really excited that this is your first time, but I'm excited to have you here. It's just so awesome, and your story is just, you know, it really hits the heart, and I'm telling you, it's an awesome story that you have.
Oh, yeah, I think we all have stories, right? I think we all come here with things that we chose to surpass, perhaps, right, get through, goodbye, whether it is for courage or love or strength, whatever it is. And I think
Absolutely. That
it's not what happens to us, right? It's what we do with what happens to us.
That's the more important thing. It's what you do with it and how you can help other people. When you identify with that and you feel that connection, like I right off the bat had a connection with you, and I knew we'd been through a lot of the same things. And, you know, I loved watching you just give messages to people of hope, encouragement, you know, showing them how to heal, making it fun, and even being funny, because it's just, it's such a good life, and it's so rewarding what you're doing. And, you know, the shop that you have is amazing. I want to see it in person. I've got chakra things going on there. And there's just a lot of good stuff that, you know, you've really done, and that's just fun. I love it.
Yeah, we stay busy. It's, you know, it is perfect size. It's nothing big. In reference to space, but it's big in reference to the love that we really bring to the center. And it's a place for us to get together, a place for people to come and to feel safe, you know, and that's important. We don't think about that on a daily basis. You know, where in the day do you find time to sit with your own emotions? I think as human beings in this very busy life, we rarely have a place like that, right, where we can literally sit and think, well, is there something I'm fearful about or shameful about, or, you know, is there something bothering me, and could that be from when I was 5 or 6 or 7, and whether it is through Reiki or through a mediumship reading because you're grieving, or a psychic reading or a detox, all that it really truly boils down to is spiritual hygiene, which is raising
yeah.
your frequency to its normal state. It really is. It's the same end result, no matter how you're getting the healing and where you're being brought to. You know, I've definitely been through a lot in my life, but I never gave myself an option to be defined by the pain. I let the pain become my strength and my story.
The strength is the key. You know, it's painful, and I think we all hit that pain point or that stress point or that, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed, or anxiety, even as empaths, when we feel other people's stuff, like you said, it's the hygiene, you know, it's how you heal it, it's how you get through it, you know, and sometimes you can go around it, or you can break it up, and you can really work with it, and that's important, you know, in the work that we do.
It really is, because your spirit body has to work, you know, together with your physical body, because again, you know, that it's energy. The body's made up of mainly water. Therefore, if it is a conduit to that energy in any type of work, whether it's healing, psychic, mediumship, whatever it is that you're doing, the body needs to replenish that. Okay. And, you know, a lot of, I've had people say, well, you don't need a mist to be a medium. You know, you don't need crystals. You don't, and they're right. You don't need it. You don't need
right.
it. You have
yeah.
the sensitivity. Yeah, for sure. But it is helpful, I find. And that's my philosophy, my view, my opinion, and my experience. And my students really, really, truly move through those layers that they have to peel off coming into this journey of being selfless and loving and caring and looking at the pain so that they can identify it in others and be compassionate. And in the process,
Absolutely. The
spiritual hygiene, it really, yeah, it really, really helps, you know, diffusing oils and, you know, just staying positive, keeping your thoughts positive. It is, you know, easier said than done, because there's so much pain around us. And we need to remember that if we choose this path, we are here not to judge. We are here to love. And it's a lot of focusing on energy, not just your own, but everybody else's. So if we can, in my opinion, learn to work with that for ourselves, for our environment, which is our home weekly, and our physical body, it is much easier to navigate being a healer, a medium, a psychic, is my opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm. I found that when I worked with, you know, the different myths and the crystals, and I took myself to yoga, which I'm getting better at doing a little bit each day, even though I liked the class a little bit more, you know, being with a lady that does the classes in St. Louis really taught me this is good. You know, you need to take care of your body. You need to make sure you get water. You need to balance your chakras. Holding the crystal is important. You know, all these things are very good hygiene, how you take care of yourself, what you eat, you know, how you, you know, what you think about during the day and all that. It's so important.
Absolutely. And again, you know, if we think about it in reference to that, to frequency, there's so many things that we can do that are free. And it's just a matter of getting into the routine. The same way that the physical body has to cleanse and bathe, otherwise it smells and there's an, you know, a scent there. So does, I like to say, the spirit body. And we need to massage the physical body to get knots out, right? So we have to do the same thing for
That's
our
right.
spirit body as well. And in ways to do that is just focusing on frequency in whatever way that you feel drawn that resonates and works for you. Everybody might have their own views, their own ideas, and how they come up with this routine. But I like to use mist, and I like to recommend that the students use it before or after readings daily, and to use it as a mist in their home once a week. And the corners of their home to, you know, replenish, right, the frequency within that home. If we look at frequency, and we're talking about it in reference to hertz, if we go from 25 hertz to 175 hertz, within that space you have fear, anger, grief, hurt, all of these things that the aura in a, you know, contracted state, okay? So that's why sometimes when my mediums are, and myself, I went through this myself, not just my students, but when we're developing and we're still not very confident because we haven't built that a strong relation with the spirit world, when we think of fear, our aura comes in, you understand? It contracts, it comes mm-hmm. right back in. And then we're like, oh my God, I have no link, you know, I don't feel anything. There's no one there. And that
right.
indeed is because
yeah.
your aura has contracted inward now. You know, so if we can work on keeping our frequency in its normal state, which for me, it should be in your heart center. That's the normal state, because when you get to your heart center, you're going up 200 hertz and over. And in that place is where your aura is expanded. I like to call that my mediumship space, because that's where people work within their mediumship, they astral travel, they're channeling, right? All of these things are happening within that space. So in life as human beings, what do? We go through ups and downs. You know, if you really think about it, listen to that, ups and downs. Well, what is up? The higher frequencies. What is down? The lower frequencies where your aura is contracted. So our aura is constantly dependent on the situation we're going through. And just because we're healers doesn't mean that we're not going to have ups and downs. And as a reader, a healer, or a psychic, you have to maintain that aura, you know, expanded during the time of your reading. So that means that we, you know, anything that could help us to bring us back up to our normal state is brilliant, don't you think?
I think it's very brilliant. Now, you know, I had somebody ask me, what kind of mists do you use?
So my very favorite mist, and people that follow me hear me say this 100,000 times, but I'll tell you what, they fall in love with this. I recommend Florida Water Cologne. I am American, mm-hmm. but I am of Indian descent because my father's from Puerto Rico, my grandparents. And growing up, my grandma used Florida Water Cologne on us. You know, some people believe in the myth with the Vicks. Like, you have a headache, put Vicks on, you know? Your feet hurt. All right.
Oh, yeah.
On the bottom of your feet. Some people do that. So my grandmother, she used Florida water, and she would put a bay leaf in it. And she would also put chamomile leaves in it, okay? And she'd put it on us. And it's really good, guys, for somebody that has anxiety, insomnia, and going through depression. It helps. And again, I'm not a doctor, and that should not replace medication, but it helps. It assists, okay? Now, what I like to mix it with is a bit of violet water cologne as well. So all of these things you can find on Amazon. So you can find Florida water cologne on Amazon as well as the violet water cologne. And the one that I really, really love is the violet water that has the purple and yellow label on it. And I believe it's the Agua de Violeta. So it'll say it in Spanish, guys. But if you put violet water cologne, it'll pop up for you. And what I finish off the mist with is moon water. So the next full moon, put a gallon of water outside, let it sit overnight, bring it in, and voila, there you have your moon water. Now, that is obviously infused, right, with the beautiful energy of the moon. When I'm talking about infused, what I'm meaning is that water has attuned to a higher frequency, which is what we're talking about here. How do we come back to our normal state? What can we do to be in the place where our muscles do not hurt? Because what happens to most of us as healers is we're working within the capacity of these higher frequencies. Our physical body is using the water within it as a conduit. Then it brings us to a dehydrated stun in return. This allows the potassium to go in and out the muscle as it should, which causes us to feel lethargic and muscle ache. We can't work that way. So it is very important to give our body back, not only with these mists, normal energetic state that we should be in, but also what we consume. You can help. And I'll talk a little bit about that as we move on here. But the mist, to finish off what I was saying, would be Florida water cologne, and you put it in as you like. So some people like the light scent. Some people like it stronger. You can add the violet water and then the moon water. And it is perfect for self-clearing. It is perfect for using in the corners of your home. You could use it in the office. You could use it in your car. You can get creative with it. I like to use a little bit of it on a cloth and wipe down the counters in the center. I put some on the floor. I mop my floor. And I tell you what, you can feel it. It is so amazing. You can feel the shift and the peacefulness because energy cannot be dissipated, right? Energy has to be changed. And that's what we're doing. This is simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is very simple. We don't have to, really, overanalyze this. All we're doing is bringing ourselves to our normal energetic state. Now, let me go to the second thing here that I suggest to my students all of the time, and I do as well, is giving back to the body the magnesium and the potassium that it's losing through the spiritual work, okay? There is foods that you can eat, such as almonds, dark chocolate, banana, right? You can look it up and see what your likes are in reference to high magnesium and potassium things that you can consume. And it's very important. If you're a medium or you're a reader and you have a group, you should always stop in between your group and consume something to give back to your body what it is that it's lost by being in that energy, right? Because I've already stated we're using up the fluid, the water in our body when we're reading and then we're in the higher frequency. Because again, where is our aura? Is expanded. We're in that higher place, 200 hertz and above. We're reading and we're doing it, and tell you what, spirit is brilliant and our guides are brilliant. They'll keep us there to be able to do the work and touch a soul when we have the opportunity. But once we're done, you don't want to wind down and be no good for you in your own personal life. Does that make sense, Bethany?
That makes sense. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, so Amanda, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Bethany. I love her music, by the way. I was jamming away.
Thank you. I'll let her know.
I'm so excited for her. I was just smiling.
Thank you.
I was smiling. I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
so,
she just got a record deal, and she was actually thinking about you yesterday. She's at work right now. She may be thinking about you at work too, and you may be picking up on her. So that's pretty neat. I'll let her know.
Yeah, probably, for sure. but I just get very excited, guys. And if you try this, please reach out to me and let me know how it works for you. I really believe in it. And again, this doesn't make you a medium, a healer, or a psychic, but it does allow you to work in harmony with your physical body and, your spirit body. And it does help. You're not as tired. You stay motivated. You want to do this work because of your love for people, and you don't ever want to feel as though it's not something that you want to do because of how it's making you feel physically, you know? So this
helps. That helps a lot. You've given a lot of really good suggestions on how your students work and how you work and what works best, you know, because a lot of people want to know a lot of that stuff. Well, how can I use this or what can I use to, you know, do better here? And suggestions are always helpful. So I love that about you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you for, again, thank you for the opportunity. I truly, really appreciate it. Any moment that I have to connect and help anybody is a gift to me. So thank you for holding the space and the platform because I live for this. I love this. This is not a hobby. This is what I know I came here to provide in whatever way that's needed. And I think that's another thing too, guys. Don't place yourself in a box. Be whatever. And I think, Amanda, I love that about you because I see that in you. And I believe we have that in common. We don't place ourselves in a box. We're whatever it is that we need to be as instruments, you know. We don't say, I'm just a medium or I'm just a psychic or I'm just a shaman or I'm just this or I'm just that. We say, what is it that you need me to be? And, you know, what is the task for me today? You know, what is it that I can do to be of service?
That's exactly how I feel. It was so funny. Yesterday I was, for some reason I grabbed these animal cards and then you probably want to take a break and take some callers and then announce your stuff. I'll just say this really fast. I had these animal cards sitting on the table, and I was getting ready to walk out of, we're getting ready to pack up and kind of leave. I went to a friend's house for a little while, and I heard, you need your angel cards. You know, I heard this several times in my head, and I thought, okay, that's interesting. And when I was packing up, this friend of mine said, oh, these are nice cards, and they had seen them before, but I guess it had been a while. So I said, yeah, I'll just shuffle them and I'll help you, whatever. And the message was just so clear. Go get the angel card. So I got them, and boy, their messages just came out. They really, these people needed to hear some messages yesterday. It was just important. So I just kind of picked some cards for them and delivered messages and then left. So that's the beauty of just kind of walking in and being of service. You know, it was just something that randomly happened. I love those moments.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, trust what you get and give what you trust. And just if we all really, I think in my eyes, I feel like we all really came here to love each other. It's so much pain in the world that we get so consumed sometimes with our own pain that it's very difficult to see beyond your own pain and into somebody's soul, you know. And that's
yeah.
What my goal is always to do is to, you know, no matter what I'm going through, to never stop. And, you know, not take advantage of an opportunity to love someone or be there for someone no matter what. With no hidden agenda,
absolutely.
No attachments.
No, you have, when I see people, and you do this too, I love them for who they are. It doesn't matter, you know, what color they are or, you know, I mean green, white, blue, red, or how tall they are or whatever. It's about, you know, just being there and really giving with your heart and not looking at, you know, anything else, no hidden agenda, whatever. That's just how I am too. I just go out there, I deliver it, I love people. You know, I loved you the first time I met you, and we just had an instant connection. And that's what I love about you. You just really deliver it. You're a very good teacher, and you just give it like it is. So people should check out your classes, you know, things that you have coming up, events online that you have. You know, you're doing a lot of really cool stuff, and it's awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Like I said, I'm guided, and I just trust what I get and give what I trust. I have a lot of great things that I'm very thankful and grateful for that I'm guided to do, and I like to bring people to people as well. So it's not just about me. If there's someone that's amazing and touching hearts, I want to bring that person to my platform and to whomever I can. So I think if we all live this way, you know, we would be in such a better place in the world as people, and we would set a wonderful example for the children that are, you know, coming into the world to you know,
absolutely.
Follow.
So the younger kids need that example. They need to know that it's okay to be a healer. It's okay to be empathic. It's okay to be, you know, psychic. It's okay to have these gifts. And so many of them are coming in now with those gifts, and we can be examples of that. You're right, Lily. The more loving and the more love we spread out to the world, I think it's so important to do that. And I love how you do that. And I saw that with you when we met, and even before that when we talked, I'm like, wow, she just spreads the love. And that's the best. If we all could do that, we would change this lower vibration. And it's coming. It's just going to take a little bit of time. But you do an awesome job spreading that love too.
Yeah, I hope we all can. I hope we all can. My goal is simply to be a mirror and to lead by example is all. You know, I just want everybody
Absolutely.
To be there, right? I just want everybody to be their own kind of beautiful, because I believe we're all beautiful. We really are. Everybody is beautiful. Everybody was made uniquely for a reason, you know?
100% right on. I love that. So do you have any announcements before we take a quick break and then take some callers? You want to announce anything coming up?
No, if you guys would like to follow my craziness and all that I have going on online as well as in the Chicagoland area, you can find me on Facebook, Lillian Suarez, last name spelled S-U-A-R-E-Z. My website is Lillian, as Amanda mentioned, medium.com. Again, that's spelled L-I-L-L-I-A-N, medium like the size.com. There is a page for my events on there, which shows everything that I'm providing online, as well as one for the Hutu Healing and Learning Center, and that is local in Itasca here in the Chicagoland area. So if you're guided and you feel that you'd like to look into that, that's how you would do it.
Awesome. Thank you, Lily. We're going to take a really quick break and then take some questions and callers. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll see you in just a minute. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Lily Suarez. You can check her out at Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-E-N, Medium, M-E-D-I-U-M.com. She's got some really awesome stuff going on, so be sure you check her out. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We'll take your phone call, or you can also text questions, too, and we'll take them. And we'll see you in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You roll my world. Oh, what a thrill. Good. I laughed and love and thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind. This was fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Balls
your lover should. You're fine, so kind. You're a jealous world and you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. That's a miracle, but sure is fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire. Yeah. Just take those old records off the shelf. I didn't listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole kind of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the door. You like that?
Okay, we are back. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your call. You can also text questions if you like. My guest is Lily. You should check her out on www.lily, LILLIANmedium.com. She's got a great web page, awesome stuff. And you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or AmandaDowellPsychic-Healer.com. You can find Bethany at BethanyCaudill.com. She's got a new CD out, and it's being her, one of her hit singles, "Love is a Beautiful Thing," is being played on the radio. You can go there and check out her vinyl records. You can find her on Facebook, get a hold of her. She'll be happy to talk with you. She's doing very well. And so we're going to get down to business here and take some callers. So, again, that number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We're going to bring Lily back and have some fun. So welcome back, Lily.
Hello.
Hey, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right. Our first caller is area code 770. You're on the line with Amanda and Lily. How can we help you?
Hello. I have a question. I hope not to offend, but there is a woman at my job. Her name is Peaches, and I was wondering if she's attracted to me.
Because you're wondering if she is attracted to you. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I feel that there is a boundary there. And what I mean by boundary as I unfold that is that I feel as though there is, I feel like she's curious and there's feelings, but I don't feel like she wants to break the boundary due to the fact that you work together. I feel like that's why that boundary is there. Can you understand this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I would say yes, but at the same time, I would say I'm not sure, even though that feeling is there and that thought, that she will move forward with it due to the situation.
Okay. Okay.
So you are correct with the feeling, but I'm not sure if it will evolve because of the situation.
Yeah,
she's pretty disciplined. She's pretty disciplined, and she wants to kind of keep it that way, even though you've got a strong connection with her. I think she wants to be disciplined with that and keep that, you know, professional.
Okay. Yeah, because she'll come in my work area sometimes and kind of brush up against me, and I say, okay, well, I'm picking this up right, or is it just me, you know, because she's a very friendly person anyway. But I just kind of noticed something a little extra, so I wanted to make sure my intuition was right about it.
I feel it really is. I just feel like it's just a hard situation for her to pursue because of, you know, the environment. But I definitely would confirm that, yes, you are correct. You're not crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessing. Our next caller is area code 856. You're on the line with Amanda and Lily. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I would like to know what you see for me around a job. I'm trying to find a job.
Okay, brilliant. So I feel as though the next 2.5 months will be very significant for you in reference to employment. I feel as though there would have been two potentials, but for some reason, I felt as if they were there and you were feeling good about it, but then it just didn't work out. Can you understand that?
Yes, and I have a couple opportunities now that I'm hoping might pan out for me too.
Very good, because I do know that within 2.5, from now 2.5 months, you will be where you want to be in reference to employment. I feel that you're looking for a certain type of a fit. You understand that. And I know that I want to say that there is a sense here that you will be able to find something that you're going to say yes to and you're going to be happy with. You're going to feel strongly that you can fill the position and more with the pay as well. So keep your head up and stay on track with where you're headed. I feel that one of the options that you have now have a lot of potential for possibly being a fit for you.
So there's a company in Texas that would require me to travel 25%, but I could live wherever I wanted to. I wouldn't have to move there. And then the other opportunity is located in New Jersey. Can you pick out if it's either one of those?
I feel as if I'm still staying in New Jersey. I feel as if I'm still staying in New Jersey. I don't feel as if I'm going somewhere, okay? I feel like it's a good idea. I feel like I want to. I feel like I want to take that leap of faith. But for some reason, I still feel you staying. I feel you in the area that you're in now.
Okay, but the other job, I can live anywhere, too. So that one has the 25% travel.
Okay, thank you. So you would be able, obviously, to stay there and still take that job.
Yeah.
Because I definitely see you staying, still staying. I feel as though when I think about the other job, when you're saying travel, I feel like I want to come lean forward towards that opportunity. I feel that I want it. I feel that it feels good. I feel free, and I feel as though that's the direction that I want to go. I feel that it is promising for you and that you have the potential to be able to feel happy and move forward with it. So I would say that the opportunity I feel that there's more potential for is the one of the 25% travel.
Yeah, because you're going to stay there, and I feel you moving forward. And I feel like, you know, the other one just kind of makes me go, no, it's the one where you have the travel that's going to be the one, like Lily said, that I just feel really good about, and I just see you moving forward and being very successful as you're doing that. Like, you're going to feel very good about it, you're going to feel grounded, and you're going to feel level-headed. So I like where you're headed, too.
Oh, good. Because I'm down to my last dime financially, so I really need this job to come through. It's been a real stress for me.
So hang in there. Don't give up. Don't give up because it's coming for you. So keep your head up. I know it's like, oh, my God, I'm ready for this yesterday, but it is coming, and it's coming fast. And I feel like it's in your hands. So that means it's already there or it's about to be there. But I, again, feel that potential, and so does Amanda with this job. So definitely keep your putting out your light and your positiveness, because you'll be in your job before you know it.
Oh, good. Thank you, Lily. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you for calling. Blessings.
Thank you.
Our next caller is area code 480. You're on the line with Amanda and Lily. How are you?
I'm fine. I was wondering if I live in New Mexico, and I was wondering, do you see me moving as well?
You live in New Mexico, and do I see relocation? So yes. I feel that I do see travel or change of position, which means travel for me, and I feel that I see that within the next year. I don't see it tomorrow, and I don't see it in 3 months, 6 months. I see it in a year. I feel as though you're going to outgrow what you're doing now. You understand that?
Yeah, I will be going to another position. Right, yes.
Yeah, and because you've outgrown what you're doing. Yep, you got it. You've outgrown what you're doing, and now I see you moving into somewhere where you are, you know, in an expanded place. I feel as though you're taking on more responsibility, but you have the potential to do it without it bringing stress. And I also see bills being paid and you being able to breathe. You've worked really hard for the past year to be able to come to the option of doing this. So good job with that. And I feel like you've been honest and you've been a hard worker. You didn't get to where you're at because of schmoozing. You didn't get to where you're at because of schmoozing or being deceitful or anything like that. You got to where you're at because of goodness, and now the goodness is finally flowing in. So know that once you make the decision to do this, it's going to take a little time for you to go fully into that position, and there'll be obviously a cleanup time in reference to your finances. So don't worry, girlfriend. You are where you are right now at this moment, but you will be moving into a place of being able to breathe. So remember, focus right now on your needs, all right? Focus on your needs and really, really, really be okay with it. Don't feel, discouraged because you are on that type of budget, because good is coming and there'll be more money for you to really enjoy life. So this is just the light. The light is starting to come in, okay? For you to be in a different place.
Okay, sounds good.
I see you hatching out of a cocoon. Yeah, thank you so much. I see you hatching out of a cocoon into a butterfly. And I feel like you're flying, okay, because that's what I see. I see this butterfly flying.
That's what I've been feeling. Yeah.
And I feel like you were in a cocoon for a little while and you came out and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be out of this place. I need to move forward.
Right.
I need to do this. I mean, I just got the vision right away. And
right.
what it's telling me is you're moving forward. You're doing this. Do not be stressed out. Just keep going
okay.
and just know it's going to be there and you got this. So, and take care of you. You know, some of that,
okay.
you know, cave time is taking care of yourself. So you're ready
right.
to fly, girl. Just go do it. You'll be there before
okay.
you know it.
All right. That's what I'm trying to hear. okay. Thank
Yay.
You so much.
Many
yeah,
blessings
thank you.
To you.
Blessings. We have a text question here from Anne Marie. She'd like to ask about her roommate. She had a little bit of misunderstanding or squabble here a while back with her, and her question is, she would like to know if her roommate, her current roommate, Annette, is happy and if she is going to stay through her contract that she has.
Okay, so roommate, we're talking about roommate. I feel a lot of friction. I really feel as if it really didn't turn out the way either of you guys wanted it to turn out, and I don't think it was anything that both of you guys intended to be or gave up on. I just feel like things are changing in both of your lives, and I feel as though that I want to say that in that change, there's coming the separation. So I do feel as if she'll stay, but she'll be ready to go immediately when this is done. There's a lot of friction and anger, and the relationship is got to be careful so that you don't separate because of this. So be very mindful with communication right now. Again, it's not what you guys anticipated. Therefore, there's a bit of friction there and a little bit of miscommunication. So open up the communication to allow yourself to see this out, because there is potential, and I do see this person seeing it out, but being ready to leave right after.
Yeah, I felt the same thing too. I felt the friction and everything there as well. I feel like she wants to stay there and wants to be, you know, nice, but I also feel the friction and see it. So I was getting the same thing. So you're dead on. That's great. We're both picking up the same stuff. But she's going to find
yeah.
somebody better that suits her. You know, I feel Anne Marie is going to find somebody that's more compatible with her energy, because she's got really good energy. It's just that didn't turn out how it was. How, you know, it hoped to be. So we're on the same page there.
I feel
there.
Like it was part of
our
their journey. Absolutely. I feel like it was part of their
yeah.
journey. Absolutely. Like they needed to be in the situation to know what not to do next.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Our next caller is area code 708. You're on the line with Amanda and Lily. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello, 708. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My question has to do with work. I'm having some conflicts at work, and I have supervisors that are absolutely against me. So I need to know if what kind of outcome is going to happen with what's going on.
Okay, very good. Let me see. Well, first off, I have to start with your feelings about the situation. There's a lot of nervousness, and you don't feel secure at all. Can you understand that?
Yes.
So that nervousness and that insecureness obviously is giving power to the circumstance and the situation that's happening. I feel that there's been a lot of change within the company, and I know that I want to say that that's been within the last month and a half. I feel as though you know your job, you know it well, you're confident about it, but there's just difficulty and challenges because of these changes, almost as if they're not seeing what's working, but almost just wanting to see their vision of it, which is a mistake for the company. I don't feel like they're making the smartest professional move in that space. You have to learn to stay in your lane. Have to be very honest. You're somebody that really cares about other people, and I love that about your heart. But at work, you need to pick and choose who you open up to, and you really talk about your, you know, feelings in reference to the fear of what's happening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I feel as though everybody's feeling the same way that you're feeling, shaken. So at this point, I really would suggest that you just talk to those outside of your work about what is going on at work. And I feel that you're secure. I don't feel that there's something that you have to worry about if you stay in your own lane. Keep doing your work. and producing money. And I know there's conflict and there's bumping of heads, but I don't see that that will push you out the door unless you allow it to. So the ball is in your court right now. Don't allow yourself to have the experience somebody else is having. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
You really have to set a boundary because you're not other people. You're you. You're being seen as you. And that's why I feel like you're getting the message for you to share outside of work and start again and refresh yourself, because there is potential for you to stay here and be safe, although others are not. There will be others that will be pushed out and there'll be conflicts there. But if you stay in your lane, you'll be fine. And that's what I'm getting with that.
Okay. Thank
you.
Yeah,
I keep getting you need to be yourself. You need to speak out. You need to use your throat chakra to speak. And I'm hearing messages need to come through more for you. You need to be more expressive with this because it's important for you right now. So I do feel like, you're changing some things up and really, beginning to speak out in yourself, and that's going to make a huge difference in your life.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah, you ready to take another one, Lily?
Yep, I'll take one more.
All right. We'll go for one more, area code 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Lily. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Siobhan from San Francisco. How are you today?
Hi.
Good. I'm calling because I am also in a situation where I'm caretaking for someone, and I wanted to build my healing center, and it got put on delay. And I just want to know, is that going to happen this lifetime, or when is it going to happen? Because I am caretaking for a parent right now.
Sure. Okay. So I feel as though that you'll be working in your regular job for probably another year or so. And I feel that you'll be doing both. The opportunity will come for you to have a space. It won't be as big as you want to start with, but it will be a space for you to start, okay? And I feel like it will be doable in reference to finances so that you won't be stressed out. And you'll be doing both until you can save money, build the following, because I see people coming, where you'll be able to move from there in another year. So within 2 years, I see you in a place that you really, really chose, that you really, really want to expand on. And I see you in this smaller place to start with building your following and expanding on your protocols. And I see it being successful, so that's a very good thing. So I know that you will have to obviously be strong enough to stay grounded enough to do this, okay?
Yeah, I actually have a little spa right now at the bottom of our home. It's just a little one-room spa that I've had since 2007 because I have been caretaking. I took care of a parent. She died. Now I'm taking care of my other parent. And I just, I'm trying to get people in place, but I do find that it's a tough thing to balance. As a healer, it's super tough to balance when it's your parent you're taking care of.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was, you know what, that goes back to exactly what I was talking about. You're the perfect example. Like, you're a healer, so you're helping already, and now you're taking on, right, being a caretaker. So that requires a lot of you, physically and spiritually. So really, really try to get into a nice habit with your spiritual hygiene to help you, because you're taking on these emotions, from being that caretaker, as well as still keeping up with being a beautiful healer that you are. And interesting enough, I don't feel you drained. So that really does tell me that you're somebody that works so deep in her heart. That's beautiful. Because I don't feel you drained, even though you're doing these two things. But really keep yourself up. Really do that mist, clear your space and bring yourself to where you should be at all times to stay in your energetic state.
Now, I just asked Amanda the other day, is Mercury retrograde? Because we had the local Pacific Gas and Electric had this arc right after one day of rain. I mean, San Francisco barely gets rain right now. And it charged into our house and blew out so much stuff that I feel like the clearing I was doing ended up being a completely different clearing. Like, we have almost $6,000 or $7,000 worth of damage right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said to Amanda, did we go into retrograde? I mean, what's going on, you know? And I it was just our house. And I went, what's going on here? You know, so I'm like taking your formula down. I'm going to get on Amazon in a minute and start spraying the whole house. Because and to me, I don't know why it happened. I think maybe just because I was in the clearing mode, they decided to have me clear more. I'm not quite sure. You know? So, yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So I'm upbeat because, you know, the alternative was our house caught on fire and burned down. That didn't happen. So we're great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Definitely keep doing what you're doing, because I'll tell you what, you are right where you need to be. Your heart is big and it's bright. And you are really somebody that came here to shine, girlfriend. And it does not surprise me that you would be a caretaker and would be going through that, because yet again, you'll be brought into a deeper place in your heart and compassion to be a better healer than what you are today. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a good day. You take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Lily, it's been fun. Thank you so much for coming on. We do have other callers, but I know the show needs to end. So I really appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Have me on again. I'll come on. We'll arrange it and we'll, you know, talk, and I hope to see you in person soon.
Yeah, it'll be great. Thank you very much again, and we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.
See you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can check out Lily at Lillian, Lillian, medium.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or Facebook. And we will see you next week at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And have a good day, everybody. With the little romance.